moment, you'll hear James Stewart as the Six Shooter, just one of many fine programs brought to you each week on NBC. Tomorrow night, there's top comedy entertainment with the Bob Hope Show, the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, and Can You Top This with Senator Ford. Bob Hope delivers rapid-fire comedy routines, while Phil Harris and Alice Faye bring both mirth and music. A great Friday night lineup of comedy programs, all of them heard only on NBC. James Stewart as the Six Shooter. The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl, its handle unmarked. People call them both the Six Shooter. The NBC Radio Network presents James Stewart as the Six Shooter, a transcribed series of radio dramas based on the life of Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western territories, leaving behind a trail of still-remembered legends.
Keep your shirt on. Bank don't open till 9 a.m. You got 5 minutes to wait.
It's me, Mac Hawkins. I got some news for you, Ollie.
News?
About Wyatt King.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, what's happened, Mac?
They got him.
No.
Yeah. Sheriff Hemphill's bringing him into town now. The posse come by my ranch about a half hour ago. I took right off so as I could spread the word.
Well, I just can't believe it.
That's right. They got him.
Spud Hemphill capturing the Wyoming kid?
Yeah.
Oh, not that Spud ain't been a good sheriff, but, nobody's ever been able to lay a hand on Wyatt King before.
Well, the sheriff didn't exactly capture him, Ollie.
Well, I thought you said
Well, the sheriff's bringing him in, and that's true enough, but the way I understand it, the posse just sort of stumbled onto the kid.
What?
Yeah, that's what they say. He was laying in a grove of sycamores over by Tenderfoot Creek.
Dead, huh?
No, but he'd been shot up some, a bullet in his belly. Must have been hit at close range. He was still out cold when they went past my place.
Well, is Spud say who shot him and left him laying there?
They just don't seem to know, Ollie.
Well, he was in mighty good health when he rode out of here yesterday, carting off $2,500 from my bank vault here.
And your money was still on him. No need for you to worry about it.
Good morning, Mr. Owen. I'm sorry I'm late. Matilda had one of her dizzy spells this morning, and I had to wait until Doc McIntyre got there.
Jonas, you hear about Wyatt King?
Wyatt King?
The fella who held me up yesterday.
Oh, why, I thought they called him something else, some kind of kid.
That's right, the Wyoming kid.
Yeah.
Well, his real name is Wyatt King.
Oh.
Don't you ever read them reward notices down to the post office?
But I just don't remember names very good, I guess.
Oh.
What about Mr. King?
Well, he's been captured.
You don't say.
Yes, the sheriff found him down at Tenderfoot Creek. He was all shot up.
My.
And the darndest thing is, nobody knows who shot him.
Well, what's so peculiar about that?
Well, in the first place, the fellow who done it, he'd stand to collect a mighty nice reward. All them holdups King's pulled, well, there must be at least $5,000 offered for him, dead or alive.
My, that sure is a lot of money. Well, I better get over to my desk and start working on the account.
Ollie, that ain't the only strange thing about this here business.
What are you driving
at? I told you the kid had been shot at close range. That means somebody met up with him face to face. He wasn't dry gulch or nothing like that.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
And it would take a mighty big man to stand up to Wyatt King and a mighty fast man to outdraw him.
Yeah. He was supposed to be lightning gunfighter.
There's about 10 graves that'll testify to that.
Yeah. He sure ain't nobody around here. Well, leastways, I can't think of anybody. Can you, man?
No, can't. Not a single solitary soul. I've been racking my brain ever since heard what had happened.
Morning, Johns.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
You the banker?
That's right, Mr.
Name's Ponsett, Britt Ponsett.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Ponsett. I'm Oliver Rowan.
Ah, howdy. I got a little check here. I was wondering if you...
Did, You say Brett Ponsett?
That's right.
I'll be doggone.
What's the matter, man?
Why, he's a six-shooter, Ollie.
A six-shooter?
Ain't that right, Mr. Ponsett?
Well, I guess folks call me...
There. What'd I tell you? Well, sir, I guess we don't have to do no more wondering about who shot up Wyatt King.
What?
Well, sir, we're all mighty grateful, Mr. Ponsett.
Hold on.
If we'd have known you was in these parts, we wouldn't have had no doubts in the first place. No, sir.
I'm afraid I don't follow you.
You're the fellow who shot it out with the King last night, ain't you? Well, it must have been you. It couldn't have been nobody else.
Why, of course it was him, Ollie. There ain't no doubt about it. I said it would take a fast man to outdraw the kid. Well, the six-shooter's just about the fastest man west of the Mississippi from the way I hear it.
Well, that's mighty flattering, but as far as outdrawing Wyatt King, well, I wouldn't know about that, seeing as how we never met up.
Never met up?
No.
Oh, you mean you didn't recognize him last night?
Last night?
Well, whenever it was you shot him.
Now, let's get this straight, gents. I didn't shoot Wyatt King last night or any other time. I've never laid eyes on him.
Well, if it wasn't you, then who did do it?
I sure wouldn't know. I rode down the trail from Fort Drexel. I didn't see any sign of Wyatt King or anybody else.
Tenderfoot Creek's just off that trail.
Is that so?
Well, if Mr. Ponsett says he didn't do it, I guess he didn't.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Sure. Why didn't I think of it before?
Yeah, I think what?
Everybody knows that the six-shooter don't like to take credit for what he does. He's the sort of man that hides his lamp under a bushel.
Hmm.
Well, you ain't going to get away with it here in Copper Springs, Mr. Ponsett.
You're absolutely right, man.
Yeah.
Why, shooting an outlaw like Wyatt King ain't nothing to be ashamed of.
Well,
Mr. Ponsett, you ought to be proud of yourself.
Well, maybe I would if I'd done it.
Hey, the fact is, Posse now. Just wait till I tell Sheriff Hanfield about this.
Here now.
Wait a minute, Mac. I'm coming with you.
Listen to me,
Julius,
will you?
You mind the bank?
Yes, sir, Mr. Rowan.
Mr. Rowan, hey, why do you... Well, I'll be darned. Well, I never saw anything like it. For the next half hour, folks came up to me from all directions, all saying I'd shot Wyatt King. Given me their congratulations. I told them I hadn't had anything to do with it, but they just wouldn't be convinced. And I didn't see how I could straighten them out on it. It did make me feel kind of funny, though, all this hullabaloo over a misunderstanding. And then when the mayor said something about letting the kids out of school for a day in my honor, well, I just had to find some way of putting a stop to it, so I headed over to the jail, introduced myself to Sheriff Hampton.
It's a privilege to meet you, Mr. Ponsett. A real privilege.
Yeah, it's a privilege, yes.
Oh, not that I wouldn't have caught up with King myself sooner or later, but you kind of speeded up the operation.
Yes. Now, that's what I wanted to talk to you about,
oh,
Sheriff.
Oh, now, don't you worry about the reward. I'll see that you get it.
No, I'm not interested in any reward.
Well, yeah, everybody says you're the generous type. I heard that.
Well, I'm not that generous, Sheriff. Now, I reckon I'd take the reward if I was entitled to it.
Oh, now, Mr.
Sheriff,
Ponsett.
Sheriff, you've got to listen to me now. I didn't shoot Wyatt King.
Well, I heard you've been trying to ease out of taking the credit.
I'm not trying to do anything except tell you the truth. Now, you ask King when he comes to. You'll find out.
Oh, he came to a little while ago, Mr. Ponsett. Right after Doc McIntyre got through patching him up. He's practically as good as new now.
Well, go on. Ask him if I had anything to do with shooting him.
Why should I ask him again?
Again?
Well, sure. As soon as he was able to talk, I questioned him.
Well?
He says you made a lucky draw, Mr. Ponsett. Of course, that's just an alibi.
Now, wait a minute here. Do you mean to say that Wyatt King claims I shot him?
Huh? Well, you're the six-shooter, ain't you?
Well,
that's who he says done it.
Well, I just couldn't believe my ears. I never laid eyes on this Wyoming kid in my whole life. Though I'd heard plenty about him, of course. All his escapades. He had quite a reputation. Well, Sheriff Hemphill wasn't even easier to convince than the rest of the folks had been. So finally I asked him if he'd mind letting me talk to King. The fellow who'd shot him must have resembled me in some way. At least that's what I figured. And I was certain that once we met head on, the King would see that he'd been wrong.
Well, Wyatt?
Huh?
This the man who shot you?
Why do you have to keep going over that, Sheriff? I told you who'd done it.
Yeah, but Mr. Ponsett here kind of disagrees with you.
I sure do.
Oh?
Now, let's just get this thing straightened out once and for all, and then we won't have
What's the matter with you, Britt? You was ready enough to pull the trigger last night. Why are you trying to lie out of it now?
To pull... Why, you... You know we've never run into each other before, last night or any other time.
I got a bandage on my belly that says different.
Now, take a good look at me, Wyatt. Now, maybe in the dark you sort of thought that the fellow, well, maybe there was a likeness.
You got a twin brother.
Of course I've got no twin brother.
If you ain't got a twin brother, then it was you that shot me. And it wasn't very dark either. Don't you remember the way we were standing there in the moonlight and the way you went for your gun, the same gun you're wearing right now? I sure ain't likely to forget it.
Look here, Sheriff. Now, you listen to me. I don't know what's the matter with this case. You must have gone loco or something, but I give you my word.
Mr. Ponsett, we all know how you feel about accepting honors and having folks look up to you. But this is one time you just ain't going to be able to get away with it. As a matter of fact, I believe there's some kind of a doings planned over at the town hall later on this afternoon. After the parade, that is.
The parade? Oh, now you just hold on here. Now, before everybody starts tearing around in circles, I'd like to talk to Wyatt alone, if you don't mind.
What for?
Well, just give me a couple of minutes with him, Sheriff.
All right, but I sure don't see what you hope to gain by it. I'll have to lock you in with him, though. Can't take no chances with a man like King. Give a holler when you want out.
All right, King. I want the truth.
Well, I ain't the one who's loco, Ponsett. You are. That's a pretty big reward for me.
There's a reward for the fella who captured you.
Well, as long as I keep saying you're the fella you can collect, I'm doing you a favor.
Well, maybe I don't happen to want any favor from you.
Well, don't look like you got much choice in the matter, does it? Of course, just between the two of us. Now seeing you right close like that, it might have been somebody else who shot me.
You know doggone well it was.
Well, even if it was, even if I was mistaken about it, I sure wouldn't admit it.
I don't see why not.
Oh, now, Mr. Ponsett, you don't think I want folks to know I was outdrawn by a little fellow with gray hair and a pot belly?
Oh, how's that?
A man who nobody's heard of, a grocery clerk or a sod buster. That's what he looked like to me. Why, he even had a ready-made suit on, a coat and pants cut out of the same cloth. Stiff collar. And a necktie. I never supposed a man like him would know how to use a gun. Otherwise, I'd been more careful.
Well, at least we finally got down to the truth, huh? Now, all you got to do is tell the sheriff and we'll...
I'm not telling anybody else, Ponson. And I got an idea your telling them won't make much difference.
What?
Not as long as I keep saying it was you that shot me. And, of course, that's what I'm going to say. I ain't got no choice.
Well, you haven't got any reason to lie about it.
Well, now, look, it's one thing to be outshot by Britt Ponsett. That ain't so hard to swallow. But the idea of being outdrawn by a nobody. Well, I wouldn't be able to face my friends again after I break out of jail. They'd all have a laugh on me. Yes, sir. It sure was a lucky break when the sheriff come in and said you was in town. Yeah. Asked if you was the one that shot me.
You're not going to get away with this, King.
Well,
know.
I'm sorry if it upset you, Ponsett, but after all, I got my reputation to consider.
Your reputation? Why, I never heard of such a thing.
Sheriff, get me out of here!
We'll return to James Stewart as the Six Shooter in just a moment. Each year, forest fires take a tragic toll, destroying the natural resources that are vital to our nation's strength. Remember, one moment of carelessness can destroy national beauty and wealth that can never be replaced. Forest fires have been called America's most shameful waste because they can be prevented. Don't fail to do your part in preventing them. Don't be guilty of starting one.